Garden on 9-0.
Kermit.
Yes, Mr. President.
Let's have a general rule that we never discuss any budget estimate that I have not approved with anyone until I've approved it.
I understand what you mean, Mr. President. We always try to do that. The problem is, in this case, that Senator Holland asked the Agriculture Department to give him a copy of the estimate they sent to the Bureau of the Budget. And it's been customary for agencies, when asked directly by members of Congress to do this, actually to send them a copy. Now, how he knew that there was a $1 million estimate in your office, I just don't know.
Well, I'm not going to send it. I'm going to cut it back, and I just can't run my business if Holland is putting money in on the basis of an estimate that I haven't approved. I lose complete control of it.
Well, I agree, Mr.
And he said the Budget Bureau told him and assured him. And then they called up and said one of our people over here told him that a member of Congress stopped him. And it's just not true. I've never approved it. I'm not going to approve it. And you better just call up and ask him who in the Budget Bureau told him that and then fire him. Because they've got no right to tell him what I'm considering.
They don't, Mr. President.
Well, he says they did. He told the chairman of the Appropriation Committee they did. And ask him how he knew it, and said the chairman of the Budget Bureau told him.
What sometimes happens, Mr. President, I'll look into this. And
so they sent him a copy of it down there.
That's what I was going to say. This sometimes happens as a matter of accommodation to the Appropriations Committee. The Appropriations Committee says we can't handle this particular item if we don't get it at a certain date. Our people sometimes say to them, we don't know whether the president's going to sign it or not. If it's signed, this is the item in question, and your staff can begin to
analyze it. Can we put a new rule in there?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can put a rule in that we will never give a copy of a pending item to the appropriate.
Would you think it'd be wise for all the letters that are prepared for me and recommendations prepared for me and pardons prepared for me and declarations of war prepared for me to sit around over town and say, here it is, and if we'd like you to look at it in case you curiosity called you? That's what's happened. Now he's put it in the bill. And he's just raising uncharted hell, and I'm not going to sign it. Now, what do we do about it?
Well, I think, I agree, Mr. President. I think it's very bad policy ever to disclose what the president is considering.
Well, just call him and tell him the president hasn't considered it, that the Budget Bureau presented it and sent it over here, and the president's not going to approve it, and then let's leave it there. Okay. And then let's don't send them any more, and let's just tell them that you don't speculate on what the president's considering. I never heard of anything like this.
This will have, I'd go along with this, Mr. President. I think it'd be a very good rule. But agencies all over town, when asked directly by a chair of the Appropriations Committee what they have sent to the Bureau of the Budget, will actually give them a copy of their request. For example, that $29 million pesticide supplemental we sent up, the committee asked for the document that the Agriculture Department sent the Budget Bureau, which was $60 million. And this can be a little embarrassing because they know then, you see, exactly how much you have cut it. Now, this is a long-standing practice, and I've always thought it was dangerous and potentially embarrassing.
Well, I'd stop that.
I'll do that, Mr. President, if you think that'd be wise.
Well, don't you think it'd be wise?
I do. I do indeed.
Of course it would.
I do indeed.
How can a president act if his subordinates are going to say, well, now, here's what he's going to do before he even sees it or knows?
I know how this came about, Mr. President. This kind of situation comes about because the staff of the agencies and the Bureau try to maintain cordial relationships with the appropriations committees, and they're working against deadlines up there, and they say, now, we can't take anything after Tuesday night. And staff men may say there's something that may come up on Wednesday, and then they'll say, well, if you'll give us an advance copy, we'll go to work on it right away, and then when it comes up on Wednesday, we can take it. This is the way these things develop, but I agree with you that it's undesirable. And I'd like to see a firm rule that we never give them anything until the president's approved it.
Well, let's do that to both places, and just say we don't know what he's considered. He'd have no idea what he's considering. He's going to consider it himself when he's ready to make it known as long as I'm president. A, I don't want them to be submitting budget estimates that force me to come along with it. And second, I don't want my Budget Bureau telling them what we're doing because I've got no leeway.
I'll see to it that doesn't happen again, Mr. President.
Okay.
Mr. President,
yeah.
May I raise another question while I have you on the phone?
Yeah.
This Hill-Burton question, the matter of difference between Secretary Celebrezze and us on the amount to be included for the Hill-Burton program. I've talked it over with him on the phone, and I think this is the situation. He has asked for $150 million for community hospital construction. We have recommended $100 million. Now I discover that Secretary Celebrezze believes that $100 million would be fully adequate to meet the needs of the community hospital program, but he is afraid of the following development. In the past, Senator Hill has always increased the budget. We have always asked for $100 million. He's always put in $150. Now, what Secretary Celebrezze is afraid of is that he will increase this amount from $100 to $150 and take it out of other items in the Hill-Burton appropriation, which Celebrezze is very reluctant to lose. The total for the Hill-Burton appropriation in our recommendation is $220 million. Celebrezze says that if we ask for $100 million for community hospital construction, Hill will put $150 million in there and take the $50 million out of other programs which Celebrezze thinks are more important than the community hospital program. So in other words, he's asking for the $150 million not because he thinks we need it, but to protect the other items in the total which he thinks have a higher priority than the community hospital construction. Now, in view of that, apparently he has reason to think that this is what Senator Hill would do, since he has always done this in the past. I wonder if it wouldn't be worth a call to Senator Hill to see whether we can dissuade him from doing this.
Do whatever you want to. You go on and take it up, see what you do, and get back to me tomorrow.
The difference, Mr. President, is $50 million, and $50 million is just about what we have left unencumbered in the allowance for contingencies, so that if we ask for an additional $50 million, our allowance for contingencies for this year would be exhausted. If you'd let me say to Senator Hill that you're most reluctant to dip into this allowance for contingencies, I think perhaps I could work it out with him. I might have to tell him that I'd be willing to recommend to you a compromise that would move it up from 100 to, say, 120 or so. I'm not sure that would work, but if it does work, I think it's better than taking the risk of having him put in 150 and take it out of other programs.
Talk to him and let's get back tomorrow.
All right, fine. Thank you, sir.